Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Fabtech Technologies Clean Rooms Limited H2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Acmil Strategic Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Patil from Acmil Strategic Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon and thank you. On behalf of Acmil Strategic Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Fabtech Technologies Clean Rooms Limited. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Aasif Khan, Chairman, Mr. Anoop Munshi, CEO, Mr. Sumit Dhulia, Finance Advisor, Mr. Ahmed Abrar, Sales Head, FCCL, Mr. Ravinder Shetty, Promoter and Director at Kelvin. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Anoop Munshi. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much, Sahil. Dear friends and ladies and gentlemen, it's really my privilege to welcome you to the first post-result conference of Fabtech Technologies Clean Rooms Limited, and we're going to talk about our half-year and full-year results as of March 31st, 2025. So let me introduce myself. I'm Anoop Munshi, the CEO of FTCL, and with me today are some of our leadership team. We have with us Mr. Ahmed Abrar, who is the Head of Sales all over India. Welcome, Ahmed.
Hello, everyone.
We have Mr. Ravinder Shetty with us, who is the Founder Director of Kelvin, one of our subsidiaries.
Good afternoon, everyone.
We have with us Mr. Sumit Dhulia, who's our Financial Advisor.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And of course, our patron and Founder Director and Chairman Emeritus, Mr. Aasif Khan.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the meeting.
So let me start with the proceedings. Basically, we're going to give you a little background of our company and how we have performed in the last year. So we look forward to sharing these highlights and what has been a year of strong growth for us, I would say, with a lot of prudent execution and a lot of acceleration that we have brought into our company. Okay. So sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders, and that's what we begin with. And we believe that gratitude is the hallmark of any good organization, its people. And we like to express that sincerely to all our stakeholders, shareholders, customers, partners, employees, and the broader investor community for the trust and the continued confidence you have placed in us, which is really heartening for all of us to know. So let me get on to the performance overview fundamentally. Okay. So FY25 has been an exceptional year for Fabtech Technologies Clean Rooms Limited, and we feel we have delivered a robust all-round financial performance despite, let's say, headwinds and macro environment being a little affected over the last six months or so. But somehow, we think we've done our best. Our consolidated revenues, they grew by about 54.1% year-on-year and to a figure of 15,003.19 lakhs, supported by a continued momentum in the infrastructure segment of the clean rooms. And we had a very robust order execution and very disciplined operations throughout the year, okay, which is what has given rise to these revenues. On the profitability front, our EBITDA rose by a major 88.2% to 1,690.74 lakhs, which reflected both top-line growth and a very efficient cost control. The EBITDA margin improved by almost 205 basis points to about 11.27%, which talks a lot about the scalability of our operations and our focus on value engineering. And I may take a minute here that value engineering for us has been a very, very important element for the last couple of years, and it is delivering us good results. Okay. At the bottom line, net profit increased by 138.9% year-on-year to 1,329.56 lakhs, with our net profit margin expanding by 310 basis points to 8.8%. Okay. This sharp growth is a testament to our strategic clarity and execution capabilities. fundamentally. Now let's come to the H2 part. H2 for FY25 specifically, we recorded revenues of 8810.24 lakhs, which reflects a 52.8% growth over H2 FY24, and a net profit of 795.38 lakhs, up 55.7% year on year. Yeah? Now, you will notice that these numbers are not merely financial markers. They basically validate our focus on operational excellence, our customer centricity, which has been a major focus for us, and sustainable long-term value creation. Yeah. So that's what we look at, because value creation for all of our shareholders, our stakeholders, and everyone else. Okay. Now, some of the operational milestones and the strategic progress that has been made. We are highlighting some of these things to you, our shareholders. We have made significant strides beyond these numbers. Now, one of the highlights of the year has been the substantial reduction in our working capital cycle, okay, which improved from 173 days in FY24 to 123 days in FY25, a major 50 days, reduction. This reflects a tighter and more agile operating model that enhances our cash flow profile, okay. And we do realize that this is an important element of any business. Collection and collecting the outstanding. Our ROCE improved to about 22.8%, which was up from 15.76 in the previous year, which underlines our focus on disciplined capital allocation and high return projects. In line with our post-IPO roadmap, we have strategically enhanced our capabilities through inorganic expansion, as you would have noticed, dear shareholders. Notably, we increased our stake in Kelvin Air Conditioning and Ventilation Systems Private Limited to 51.33%, which thus makes it a subsidiary. Yeah? So this move strengthens our position in the HVAC domain, which is a critical component of clean room infrastructure, and opens up new avenues in high growth sectors such as semiconductors, electronics, as well as healthcare. Yep. Further, we are proud to share that we have secured our first order in the semiconductor industry, which has been a landmark development for FabTech. The successful execution of this project will serve as a reference point for future growth in this high-potential vertical. We also announced an interim dividend of 2 rupees per share as a gesture of appreciation to our long-term shareholder. Well, this is not really a necessity, but a reflection of our confidence in the company's financial strength and the long-term prospects. As I said earlier, that gratitude is an important part of our philosophy. Now, some of the outlooks for the future. As we look ahead to FY26, we remain very optimistic. Though, yes, challenges do persist, whether they are global economic uncertainties or any sectoral headwinds that may be there. But we do believe that our fundamentals are strong, our strategy is sound, and our team is fully committed. We are not building a company that chases short-term wins. Our philosophy is centered around creating sustainable, compounding value. Yeah, as I have often said, our journey is not a quarter-to-quarter story. It's about building momentum that becomes transformative, especially as we move forward and beyond 2027. Okay, so we're looking at annualized results and annualized growth, which is what we believe more rather than the quarter story. With our integrated in-house manufacturing setup, increased control over project timelines, and expansion into high-value sectors, we are confident of scaling new heights in the coming years. You may be very happy to know that our project timelines, we are working very hard on those to bring them down so that we can have a better circulation of manpower, the funds, and everything else. After all, speed is, money. Once again, I would like to thank all our investors, stakeholders, for your continued support. Your trust strengthens our resolve to deliver performance with a purpose. And now, I know I have taken a lot of time, and with this, I would like to now throw the floor open for any questions that you might have, and I'm sure you'll have many of them. Now, I have my colleagues here who would be very happy to answer your questions. As I said, we have domain specialists here who are from the various elements of our business. So the floor is open for questions now, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prashanjit Paul from 129 Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I will request you to please use your handset.
I'm audible clearly?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Okay. So my first question is, as you received the first order in semiconductor segment, so can you help me to understand, is there a higher margin or lower margin in this semiconductor segment compared to pharma and chemical project?
Yeah. Sorry. My name is Ravindra Shetty. I'm the CEO and founder of Kelvin Air Conditioning. So as far as margin is concerned, the semiconductor is not a very, very special margin project. It is, you know, in line with the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay. And if I'm talking about Kelvin, so right now Kelvin is a subsidiary, but prior it was a standalone entity. So if I'm talking about the margin of Kelvin, so whether it is in line with the FabTech or it is higher, lower?
Yeah, it is almost in line with FabTech. So now last year we closed at the 7% PAT.
7% PAT, Kelvin closed.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, what's the replacement cycle of those projects or the solution that you are delivering? Because what I believe, suppose today you are completing a project. So after that, when the replacement demand or maintenance demand will come? Is it a...
As far as these projects are concerned, once we complete the project, we hand over the entire system to their project, their maintenance team, because they will have their chief engineer, their engineering team who are maintaining not only the air conditioning as well as their other equipment cycle also. So that is the reason we maintain this system for 1 year. That is our defect liability period, or you can talk about, you know, a warranty period. So after that, if they need, we support them with the, you know, manpower. Sometimes, you know, they ask for operators for 24/7 operation. So otherwise, we leave it up to them whether they need our service or not.
Okay. So fairly, I can assume once you build the clean room for your clients, then the client may not need another 5 or 6 years for any kind of replacement demand or any kind of refurbishment demand, if my understanding is correct.
Gentlemen, my name is Asif. I am backing Ravindra Shetty. In any segment of the industries that we operate in, or in any of the industries we operate in, whether it is pharma, biotech, and now expanding into semicons and electronics, there is always continuous expansions by the customer. So he keeps on doing projects year on year, and that's the potential for us, number one. Number two, as we expand into the precision HVAC and turnkey clean rooms, going forward there would be a lot of service opportunities also which will be arising. So service, and this is addressing the last question of yours, service going forward will also be considered to be a division by it, and validations.
Okay. So how come this Kelvin becoming subsidiary will help you to accelerate our growth, what we are doing previously to what we'll do in future, be it on top line, bottom line, like how come it will help to accelerate our growth?
So for this, you will have to go back 6 months when we started doing the road shows. We mentioned that we are doing the downstream part of the clean room, that is the modular partition manufacturing. And we did not have the HVAC and precision HVAC with us. Putting in Kelvin helps us to scope lift the entire offering.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Bedia from Analytics Solutions. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. My first question is, what is your revenue outlook for financial year 26 and what is the trajectory in case of revenue for till financial year 2029?
So basically, the inquiry bank and the market which are seeing that the clean room solutions, demand for the clean room solutions have been increasing. Okay. From the investments coming in data center and the semicon and the healthcare expansion. So basically that we can say that we will, our growth will be steady and we will be maintaining our margin as well with this steady growth. And for next year, we will grow by 30-40% and then there will be a steady growth for next 3-4 years.
Okay, and by steady growth you mean, can you just give a number to the steady growth?
Yes, so as you mentioned, it's 30-40% growth that we are targeting. Of course, these are beatable numbers. The market as of now for semiconductors and the electronics is exploding and we have maintained that post-2027 is a real growth story. We are creating a unique design setup with manufacturing in-house to enhance our value and control the project that we are doing. And consolidation, market expansion and product growth are all moving in the right direction. This is a year, a very important year for us. So we will be achieving 30-40% of growth vis-a-vis last year.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And my second question is on the margin trajectory. You have mentioned that...
You are not very clear, gentlemen. It's a lot of disturbance when you speak.
Yes, Mr. Dhruv, there's a lot of background noise while you're speaking. Can you move to a quieter place and ask your question again?
No. Is this better now?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So on the margin trajectory front, I just want to ask, you have mentioned that you will be having stable margins. So what kind of a margin we can expect this year and till FY29?
So going forward, we will be maintaining the margin that we have shown this year. It will be 8-10%. However, having said that, let me also tell you, the reference building of semicons and data centers has begun. Tomorrow we get, in order to establish large references, if we have to take a call on the margin, we'll do that. Growth for us and reference creation for making our mark in the semicon is very, very important. Having said that, our traction and our reach in the pharma industry is beautiful and we will, despite taking some business calls, we will be able to maintain margin. That is what we foresee.
Perfect. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Shah from KSA Shares and Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for
all. Good afternoon, namaskar. How are you?
Namaskar, sir. Okay. All well, sir. And good thanks day. For coming on call and giving us understanding and the very nice presentation and understanding. So my query was regarding, it is a remarkable that we could achieve a working capital cycle downward from 173 to 123. So is this a norm or still there is a scope of reducing it from here on?
As long as you guys keep pushing us, there will always be a scope for improvement, sir. This is thanks to our beautiful set of investors who have been backing us all throughout and keeping in touch with us and telling us and being a guiding torch for what we were not doing so good thus far, and we have taken a leaf out of their suggestions and implementing whatever we can.
No, I appreciate, but sometimes what happens are competitors like HVX are there and many people, so we have to even face a competition cycle. And where we have to be with the market in that scenario, is there scope to reduce from here?
Yes, there is plenty of scope to reduce. However, most important thing is making a dent in the semicon and the electronic, right? We have made a beginning, but we wish to go stronger. So,
right.
if it is within controllable limits, we'll take that and for growth. You see.
Sir, now we are looking at a momentum which should accelerate post-27. So
yes.
the sentence which you have given is so exciting because this industry has a lot of modes, lot of growth where we see also, as you explained very well, in different verticals and all.
Yes.
So how we are geared up for that? Like, we have already had a good stake now in 51% subsidiary. And we are, so what are other things which we are looking at so that our growth don't stop here and we be part of this momentum of cycle?
Sir, we are building a sustainable one. We are building a strong, sustainable company with no shortcuts and no impulsive decisions. Our focus is on long-term value creation and not on short-term noise.
Yeah.
And having said that, we've also been very, 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 very transparent with our investors that we are not a quarter-to-quarter story, but we are an annualized story. The real momentum, again, we transparently mentioned, it begins post-2027. We are a product expansion story. We are a market expansion effort and consolidation, which is so important in our industry. And as I have been repeatedly saying, in the pharma life, in the pharma and the clean room sector, which has made India the pharmacy of the world, we are a very fragmented industry, and that is what we wish to consolidate. And going forward, you will see a lot of consolidation happening. So on all the three fronts, that is consolidation, market expansion, product expansion, and taking a lot of our vendors in our fold, we are just going right. We are building a very beautiful traction. So this is the beginning. So I don't think so. There will be too much of a business challenge. The challenge will come in the entire industry with labor issues happening, with a lot of labor shortages. And that is also what we are trying to mitigate. Anup over here is tying up with a lot of universities, and we are creating up a learning center in our facilities to keep training people. Now, as and when you go, challenges will definitely come. But yes, we have a knack of overcoming challenges due to our innovative way so far, thus far.
Great, that's really helpful. So for that, do we need any major capex to be incurred in next 1 or 2, 3 years?
If we get a huge competition to acquire, we might. Otherwise, I don't see so far at this moment.
Okay, except inorganic growth, we will have a moderate capex, right?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. We wish you good luck to all, and thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash Visaria, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Congratulations on a successful listing and a great result for FY25. So my question is with relation to the TAM that we are looking for across the industries that we are currently catering and that we are planning to cater, like the semiconductor, data center, electronics. So what could be the value across these industries?
I'm sorry, gentlemen, we didn't get your name. However, Yes. Yes, we have said that there is a huge investment flow happening, not just in pharma, but also in electronics, in semicons, in every single thing that you need, from your lenses to your automobile to your EV batteries to your mobile phones. Everything will start needing clean rooms. And the market, whatever capex is happening in this industry, 3-4% is clean rooms. So we see a very huge market explosion happening till 2030, where 25 to 30,000 crores of clean rooms are the market is opening up. Right, sorry?
Yeah. Now, as far as even semiconductor is concerned, actual manufacturing of semiconductor is not happening at this point of time. The investment is coming only at a testing level. Okay, now the real manufacturing will come maybe within a year or 2 years. Everybody will start investing into the real manufacturing of that
fast. Not just assemblies.
Now, the plant, what we are seeing is only the assembly. Okay, now going forward, this this will also come as far as the manufacturing of electronics, the mobile phones, everything will come to India. So now we will have a good That's what we see that, you know, but after 27, so we will have a good traction happening in the market. So we are just building a capability and also some kind of references. Now the kind of project what we are talking about in this segment is huge, you know, starting from 50 crores to maybe 150, 200 crores a single project. So, you know, as the, our, you know, chairman said, you know, we are facing issues as far as labor is concerned. But having said that, we can't go back and, you know, sit, you know, So we are working on that, and we are also, you know, thinking about introducing robotic welding machines, and you know how we can reduce the manpower by going for machineries and doing a lot of work at factory level itself, and before shipping it to the site. So this is what we are working on.
Understood, sir. So just a small suggestion. So being an SME company, though we are not compelled to, you know, give quarterly results, but it would be great if you, you know, give monthly updates, business updates, and, you know, maybe share presentation along with your quarterly or half yearly results. So investors are, like us are, you know, updated on, you know, what the company is doing, and wishing you all the best for the future. Thank you.
So basically, we are exploring the best way to have a engagement with the shareholders more frequently. Okay, so it could be monthly or quarterly, but we will surely come with the more engagement with the shareholders and with the structured way.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoni, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Ma'am, I would request you to please use your handset.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have two set of questions here. So where are we standing on the current order book on a cumulative basis? And what is the pipeline of these orders? And the split, if you could guide us, with, between the pharma, electronics, and data center segment?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Anup Munshi here. If I heard your question right, you're talking of what is the pipeline we have currently, right?
Correct. And the cumulative order book, which standing right now?
Okay. Right now, the standing is like, if I give you a little rundown, the basically thing is current order book that we have in hand is around 90 crores consolidated between us and Kelvin. Is that what you were looking for? What is the order book in hand right now? 90 crores.
And also if you could guide us on a split between all the segments that you are catering to, pharma, electronics and data center, what is the pipeline of these orders?
Right now in this 90, I would say the split would be, pharma would be almost around the major part. That's about 50 to 60 odd, and 30 odd would be the rest. That is, I'll bracket it for sake of convenience into semicon, electronics, solar altogether.
Okay, thank you so much. And just another question that I had was regarding the working capital cycle. You mentioned that we've gotten it down to 123 days. Are we looking at
yes.
it to reduce it even further?
Yes, we do. Of course, we are looking to reduce it further, undoubtedly, because as I said in my first part of the presentation, that that is very critical for us. You know, the earlier we collect the money, the better it is. So we do have certain internal targets which we have kept for the salespeople. And we have also tried to change the process and methodology of collection. So therefore, we are trying to use innovative methodologies whereby the salespeople, you know, very often what happens is that they like to get the order and then don't want the hassle of being after the payment. So I have created a alternative mechanism where we work on that. So that's what brought us results, and we do hope to improve it further. For sure, we hope to improve it further.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhavika from Niveshya. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Ma'am, I would request you to please
Hello.
Use your handset.
Yeah. Am I audible now? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. So first of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers. So I have two set of questions. First, regarding to the structure of FabTech Group. So could you explain why you have structured the clean room business into multiple separate legal entities, like by region and components, rather than consolidating them under a single company to achieve greater scale? Like how this multi-entity setup benefiting FabTech clean rooms? If you could explain that.
Ma'am, which entities you're talking about?
So basically, there are a few like different entities like FabSafe Technologies, then there are Tunky Project LLP. So like various entities are formed under the group. So I just want to know the purpose behind it, like what's the management vision regarding, because recently there is one more associate company formed. So if you could give some light on
That's a real long story about 25 years, the way this was one company and then it emerged into a product-centric families or divisions or companies. And when we divided, when we demerged into a clean room partition company, we automatically started seeing a clearer picture, and there an opportunity of offering turnkey gave birth in our minds, which led to acquiring the Kelvin capability of a turnkey. So today, instead of, there are two ways to grow. Either you build your own infrastructure, organization, or you acquire. We think acquisitions and the inorganic way is the faster way. While, of course, organically we start, it will become stronger. But this is a quicker way to reach where we want to reach, number one. Number two, FabSafe is a clean room equipment manufacturing company. It has nothing to do with the projects that we do. So one is a product, the other one is a project. And if whatever actions we have taken, honestly, you got to be, the people responsible are the people who wanted to acquire us in one way or the other. Somebody wanted a product division, somebody wanted a project division, somebody wanted a granulation division. So instead of just one company, we demerged into various easy to manage entities, and having specific business heads, and in an attempt to make us investable, and very, very important to make a company which lives, which outlives the promoters, to make it professionally managed, right? So today, the promoters are out of business. They just are in the strategic role, professionals are handling it, and that's the reason why we did what we did.
Interesting. So the second question I have is regarding the like future guidelines. So how is the financial year 26 so far, and what company management is expecting it to be financial year 26?
I think we've addressed this, ma'am. The person before you asked the same question. So this is, we are growing at the rate of 30 to 40% with a very decent order position. This is a reference creating year. This is a formative year which will be very, very important for the next years to come in. The real explosion happens post 2027, where the investment flowing into semicon starts resulting in clean room business, where we are keeping ourselves ready, right?
And the one follow-up question on the 70 crore consolidated order book you have given. Can you tell me what, like how much order book? 90 is for FabTech.
No, 90 is consolidated.
I'm asking regarding FabTech individually, like standalone.
Standalone. It's about 55
would be FabTech, and the rest would be Kelvin.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my end. Thank
Pleasure.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Gala, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was relating to semiconductors. So, in the opening commentary, you mentioned that you had a order win in semiconductor. So what would be the order value, like the order size, and could you also share the name of the customer, if possible?
Name of the customer is declared, I think, CG Electronics, right? CG Semi, and the order value is?
8.4 crores.
Yeah.
8.4 crores.
That's right.
Uh, So, and my second question was on data centers. So, sir, how many orders have you received in data centers, and what would be their cumulative value of those orders?
As far as data center is concerned, we have received an order from Nexstra Data Center. That is, actually, we were supposed to do 3 floors, but due to some investment stopping from, you know, Microsoft, we have finished the 1 floor, but two more floors will come. It's almost 2.5 crores. And recently, we got an order from NSE, that is National Stock Exchange. So they are creating a data center in their BKC complex. They are converting their entire building into data center premises. So we got the first order, that is 5.45 crores. So the next order of almost 4 crores is in pipeline. So almost I think entire building will be done by us.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Thakkar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was, you mentioned that you have a current order book of 90 crores. And you have guided for a revenue growth of around 35 to 40% in FY26. So just wanted to understand, how would we achieve that, because the current order book is very low as compared to our revenue guidance.
Right. So we have, in the first 2 months, we have already achieved good billing, which will be better than the last quarter. And apart from that, 90 crores is the order position, which we will be delivering by October. And there is, this month still remains. Nowadays, as you go along, you have very short delivery periods project coming up. Earlier, the project which used to finish in 7 to 9 months, now we are required to finish in 4 to 5 months. So we are very, very comfortable that we will be more than meeting the target that we have set. And Q2 and Q3, if you see the history, are always the lopsided bigger quarters.
Okay, understood. I just have one more question. You mentioned that we have received few orders on the data center as well as on the semiconductor side. Is it possible to update on the website also when we receive these orders?
Actually, you are right. We should be, and we will be now posting regular updates on the exchange, right? So, yeah, we'll be doing that. You're right.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sampit Nayak from ABC Consultant. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, hi,
yes,
sir. This is Sampit. Yeah, hi. So congratulations on good set of numbers. So I'm relatively new to the company. So if you can help me understand different product profiles we have and different industries we cater to.
Okay. I'm so sorry, I was a little away from the console. So if you could just repeat your question, please.
Yes, sir. I'm relatively new to the company. So if you could help me understand different product profiles that we have and those products, which industries those products cater to.
Okay. So let me first tell you the industry that we cater to. Predominantly, our forte has been healthcare industry, within which pharmaceutical manufacturing has been the leading consumer for our products. Then the other healthcare sectors, like the biotechnology sector and the hospital sector and allied products. So healthcare is one major part. Then we are now pouring, as you might have heard, into semiconductor area, into electronics, into solar manufacturing. And besides that, you would have also seen, maybe in the late press, it keeps coming, that a lot of food industries, many other products which are used on the body of human beings. Like, I'll give you an example. Diapers. They are now being made in clean room. You know, so regulatory body. So basically, to consolidate and tell you, that we are into pharmaceuticals, into related healthcare, electronics, data centers, and even lenses have started being manufactured in clean rooms. So what's happening is clean rooms is really becoming, a layman's clean room. You know, very often earlier people used to think clean room means clean room in the normal sense of the word, but clean room was a highly technical room. So this is the kind of industry that we are. And as I think our chairman earlier mentioned to you, in terms of product categories, we are into the structural part of clean rooms where we make the wall panels and the connecting profiles and the doors and the view panels and the risers and everything else. That is one part of it. And then, of course, we also make the equipment which are utilized in the clean rooms, which is very important. And I will put you on to our sales head, Mr. Emmer, who will give you a little more about the other part of the product that we sell. Over to you, Emmer.
Hi, good afternoon. Apart from this clean room, we do the upstream work like HVAC, which includes all the ductings, insulation, chillers, etc., which is the very hard, very important part of the any clean room. Without this upstream work, it is not a clean room. It is a very core component.
Right, right. So, out of all these products that you just mentioned, what are the products that we manufacture?
We manufacture modular partitions, we manufacture clean room doors, return air risers, terminal boxes, we do walkable false ceilings, and we also have investment in Advantech, we manufacture air handling units. So clean room, they have the hygienic air handling units. So I'm sorry if this question is honestly so often asked. If you go to the website, you'll find everything.
Right, sir. So also my next question is on order pipeline that we have across different industries you just mentioned, right? So if you can give me a number on the order pipeline.
Yes, it was also replied in the earlier question, the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Specifically, is there anything specific that you want to know? Because basically what I just, we had said a little earlier. So, you're talking of the order book in terms of what we have right now?
No, sir. Order pipeline that we have.
Oh, so pipeline that we have. Okay. Yeah. To be very honest with you, we have a very robust pipeline which is in excess of about 300 crores, where we have all the sectors within that. The pharmaceuticals, the data centers, semiconductors, solar, and so on and so forth. So we have a very robust pipeline and a very, very, say, happy pipeline, if I may use that word. So that's where we are.
So out of this 300 crore, can you, break up across different industries, if that is possible?
Yes. So pharma, 137 crores. And pharma, the 137 crore is not yet fully tapping the turnkey part. This is just the modular partition part, okay?
Okay.
Alright. So, and we have data centers of 15.5 crores, semiconductors 118 crores and solar 80 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I just want to ask you something. I just want to ask you, our answers, is it audible to everyone?
Yes, sir, it is.
Good. I'm a little surprised by the repetition of the same question.
No, sir, it is audible to everyone.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Randhawa from Quest Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, am I audible? Yeah, hi gentlemen. I have joined the call midway actually. So in case you've already answered the question, please feel to tell me that. You don't need to repeat the answer. I'll go through the con call later. But
not at all.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, I am a shareholder, but it's a small tracking quantity that I own, and I've just recently started following your company actually, and I haven't kind of done my work on the company as such till now. But the first question that came to my mind was that say kind of clean room technologies and the industries that we cater to actually, say kind of these are say kind of industries so which would have say kind of had this clean room stuff actually for long, long time, pharmaceutical, healthcare, biotech, be that me. So so we should have a lot of competition in any case, right, in the at present as well. So how do we go and get market share, garner market share? What gives us the right to win? Who are the other established players actually? And as I said, it sounds like we should have decent competition and this industry should be well established already.
So yeah, good one. Look, competition number one is welcome. Number two, the market is growing and it's exploding. You need more and more competition. Number three, whenever you go into any sector, let's say for example pharma, our team basically can design any kind of pharma facility, any kind of biotech facility. It has access to scientists offering technologies, and that our domain experience and our domain knowledge, having R&D guys, having pharma professionals in the team, makes a big difference in the customer deciding between us and competition. That's number one. Number two, all these clean rooms that is happening now in semiconductors, when we started our careers, we have done the class 100, class 1, class 10. You have alpha filters, you have very large scale integrated filters, you have teardrop lightings, you have floating floors or the anti-static panels. This is all we have done back then when we started our careers, and it is all coming back now, albeit in a big way, right? So there are, and plus, a very, very, very major differentiator is that we are not just contractors. We are designers ourselves of clean rooms and pharma projects. We have manufacturing of critical components within the group, and we have project management team stationed in Pan India and internationally also. So these are the major differentiators. If you see any other clean room company, there must be contractors. There are lots and lots of contractors, right? So, but who has a manufacturing facility as a state of the art as we have? Or if there is anybody who is wanting to start modular partition manufacturing today, he will have a huge challenge of meeting those volumes. That is a differentiator that we possess. So that is, all these are holding us in good stead. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope I'm able to address it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And who are our current competitors? Because I'm just kind of in parallel, I'm just reading some stuff as well. So I read Cryo India, Tata Projects, EPAC, Prefab, etc., Lennox, Clean Air. So
Who are those?
No, I'm just kind of searching some stuff as we speak. So I'm just reading about kind of something called as Cryo India, Tata Projects, Lennox, Green Air, Aeromex.
Tata Project is a client. Okay, Tata Project, they take turnkey the entire, let's say, semicon projects, and they will outsource clean rooms to us. You see, so those are the kind of things. All right. Now the big ones are all big ones that have been acquired by Japanese. You have integrated clean rooms acquired by Taikisha or Takasago. Then there is Nicomag acquired by Takasago. Then you have GMP acquired by Shinryo, and Suvidha also acquired by Shinryo. So there are lots. But we God bless, we know our game, and the manufacturing bit, project management bit, and the internal design team that we have, I again repeat, that's a major differentiator of the domain experience, right? So, bahut sare milenge, lekin we are going good. We are going good, and we see the references that we are creating, the trajectory that we are on is pretty exciting and encouraging.
Right, yeah. And thanks for that. And could you throw some more light on, say, kind of maybe on the R&D and the innovation part of it, say, kind of are these products that are manufactured, say, kind of are these products commoditized in nature? Yeah, but there is some kind of innovation and R&D also that comes into picture, which might kind of give us an edge or something.
A mix of both. There are very beautiful low RH applications. You are an air conditioning engineer, by the way?
No, no, I'm not.
So, which profession do you come from?
No, I'm an equity market analyst. I'm an individual
I simplified for you. So, when you are talking about particulate air control,
right.
Then you have your filtration systems. Then you have your the air balancing mechanisms. Then you have your VAVs and CAVs. Then you have your dry rooms. Then you have your dehumidification system. So each and every component that goes has some novelty or the other. Yeah. So,
okay.
I would invite you to come to the facility and have a look, and you would get a better idea. And have a look at the projects that we do. You'll have a better idea. I'm sorry, dost.
No, I get it. That's totally
yeah.
fine. Yeah, that's totally.
No, but I would encourage you to visit our facilities and visit the work that we do.
Right. Yeah. Sure. And if you've already answered this, then yeah, please feel free to kind of let me know that. I'll go back to the.
No. This was not asked. This was not asked. But this is something very different, which is unfortunately. It's inexplainable in a short call, so you must.
No, that's all right. You said the Tata projects are our clients. So, kind of, are we working on the? They are working for Micron, right? So, kind of, for the Micron semiconductor.
Projects, we are working with them for several. We are working with them for several projects. It's in the initial stages, but we're working with them. Yeah.
Okay. And in the midway during the call, I did hear your guidance and order book, etc. Actually for FY26. But otherwise, within next 3 years, what are we kind of visualizing? What can we grow into in next 3 years? The order book size and the top line, etc. What are we visualizing, please?
Next 2 years, at least 40% growth, and beyond that, this is something. It will be something different. Too early to say.
Okay. Okay, and the margins, etc., we should be able to maintain or it should increase or something?
So we are taking a lot of actions for margin improvement. This question has been asked, so...
Okay. Sure,
yeah.
No worries. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Thanks, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Raj from Samdarya Capital Ventures. Please go ahead. Mr. Sahil, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please. Due to no response from the current participant, we will move on to the next participant. The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Bhavika from Nevesia. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, am I audible? Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
So just for understanding point of view, as you already mentioned that the clean room industry is a labor intensive. Can you throw some light on raw material procurement? Do companies source it domestically or it's getting imported? Because currently a lot of geopolitical tension is going on. So if you could highlight, make me understand the industry better.
So our entire raw material is indigenous procurement. Okay, sometimes we procure our CapEx machine from the overseas market. However, our raw materials are Indian. We buy it from the Indian vendors.
Okay. And is it like from a contract basis or just randomly from a unstructured market or from the long-term contracts?
We have long developed vendors relationship. Okay. Which are very long standing relationship with the vendors. Like for steel and coil, we have national big names, which are our vendors. Okay. So our raw materials are like chemicals, puff, rock wool. We have long standing relationship with the vendors from where we buy the our raw material.
And which raw material holds major portion of the cost of
Good. So major raw materials are GPSC coil, Rockwool, and some isocyanate and polyol chemicals and aluminum profile.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of me from KPMG. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm audible.
Sir, just wanted to check that, sir, we wanted to visit your plant, but I think it has been cancelled, I think, twice. So if you could let us know when we can visit, so that, you know, it will be great. I think the updates that you shared on the call, as well as your future outlook, looks very promising. But of course, as investors, we would really love if you would allow us to visit your plant and see how lovely your plant functioning is.
Certainly, we would want to get that to make that happen, because I believe there is a lot of investor interest, and to understand the product, to understand what we do, and to understand the differentiation that we bring in, it is imperative that the investors visit us, our plant, our facilities, interact with the clients also. Yes.
Correct, sir.
No, I'm getting it.
Yeah, sir. That was it from my end. So we'll wait
Thank
for
you
your
so
confirmation. Yeah.
Yes. Please start taking
Thank
that.
You so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Adrey, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking up my question. My question is, are we planning to increase our stake further in Kelvin from current 51%?
Yeah, Ravi is smiling. Yes, we are on the way. We are on the way.
Can
you are right. Thank you so much. That was a nice question. Thank you for making it easy for me. Ravi is here. So yes, that's already in the pipeline.
Can you suggest the timeline as well? By when we can...
No, you'll have to wait for that. A little bit more.
Okay.
But it's going to happen soon.
Okay. My next question is, are there any acquisition plans in coming times other than Kelvin?
Yes. As we said, consolidation is one of the strategies, along with market expansion and product expansion. And you will see, good bit happening there.
In this area, in semiconductors, or in which business we can expect acquisition?
In the industry, it could be a manufacturer of air handling unit. It could be in automation company. It could be other clean room, electrical and other clean room contracting companies. Basically, to get foothold in the regions that we, in the areas that we are wishing to expand, right?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
No, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Asif Khan for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, investors. It was a pleasure having you. We are learning still a lot. Some of the questions which help us learn, we really appreciate. And sometimes some questions get repetitive, so you could see the monotony coming in our voice. I'm sorry for that. Now, we are building a strong, sustainable company with no shortcuts and no impulsive decisions. We understand as investors you would want maximum return in minimum possible time. However, I have been saying this and I reiterate, our focus is on long-term value creation and not on short-term noise. The real momentum, while the 2 years are exciting and we will be and we are in the process of building references, we are taking all the right calls, we are gradually upping our ticket sizes, the the proof of concept of modular partition and the HVAC. We have already done with Softec. There are other companies. We have finalized Galantic Pharma. These are the names I am allowed to give. And we will be taking a leave from the investor interaction, and we'll be keeping the filings regularly so that there is a constant flow of information from us to the investors. We really appreciate the momentum that is building up and the interest that investors are taking in us. That said, despite we saying that the real momentum begins post 2027, and we had said last year that next year we will be doing the data center references and semicon references, but we are very happy to prepone that, and we have achieved that 9 months before time. Now, that said, we are actively working to accelerate the progress, and let me assure you, we have been and we are prepared to take bold, thoughtful calls to achieve what we want to achieve sooner. We are creating a truly unique design build setup with in-house manufacturing of most of the critical components, which is for us a natural way to enhance value and control. Again, repeating consolidation, that is acquisition of companies in our space to help them, help the industry sustain, to provide an ecosystem for what is about to happen in India in semicons, in food, beverages, pharma biotech, of course, growing with a lot of industry wanting to be improving their productivity, reducing their rejections, getting certified by international agencies with, PVC PET bottles being done in clean rooms, with blood bags getting done in clean rooms, consumables, non-woven polyesters, diapers, bandages and crepes and masks and electronics and EV batteries, every single thing that you come across, even likes of glass, for example, like Saint-Gobain, they don't work for them. We are working for Hamdard, for Ayurvedic medicines, for the contact lens manufacturers. So, in the competition is, honestly speaking, it's welcome. We have a very, very large industry exploring, 25 to 30,000 crores of market opening up. So, and as and when we see growth happening, we'll be taking all the measures to consolidate, to expand the market, to improve our product efficiencies and performances. There are new panels coming in. We are launching them, right? And the references for semicons and data centers have begun. We are working with likes of Pond and Imamis also. We are here to build value, and at an appropriate time, there's a question also being asked, and it is asked regularly in my investor interactions, and I was expecting this answer. So we are here to build value, and at an appropriate time strengthen our position also. So every single step that we take is aimed at reducing the risk and strengthening the foundation for long term. The recent dividend decision was also made after careful consideration for building a strong investor-friendly image. We're learning through you. There are a lot of investor interactions which has given us a lot of insights in what we could do better. We are in a strong financial position, and this dividend was only a simple gesture of appreciation to our shareholders. It was not a necessity. We deeply value our investors who have stood by us thus far and who believe in the journey. There will be challenges, but we are prepared. Not everything is going to be hunky-dory, but we are prepared. The direction is clear, the conviction is strong, and we remain open to learning from each and every one of you. Sorry, repetitive questions, thoda sa monotonous bana dete, lekin intelligent questions, we really honestly take a lot of learning from them. And financially, we are under-leveraged. We continue to enjoy the confidence of our banking partners. Even as listing entities, we are pleased that we are backed and strongly supported by a solid group of investors, and we believe the real growth is yet to happen, and those with patience will be very, very well rewarded. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your continued trust. God bless you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Over to Mr. Sahil, sir.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Fabtech Technologies Clean Rooms Limited. If you have any queries, please feel free to write to us at info@acmeladvisors.com. Once again, thank you all for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of ACMEL Strategic Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.